This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi plans for Brasilia after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. This will be the second leg of his Brazil visit. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, on different aspects of India-Brazil ties. It is only after a period of 57 years that an Indian Prime Minister is here for a state visit. This will be followed by a delegation-level talks. Both the countries will sign MOUs to foster cooperation in areas of mutual interest. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. He said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi explained to the World Forum in BRICS that planetary and human health are interconnected and Indians imbibe reverence towards nature for generations. He was speaking at the BRICS summit on a session on environment, COP30, and global health in Rio de Janeiro. He emphasized that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. He said, during the India presidency of BRICS next year, it will be refined as building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Mr. Modi outlined the potential focus areas for India's BRICS leadership, stressing on preparedness for unexpected situations. Speaking about the initiatives of his government in India, the Prime Minister mentioned about Mission Life, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Green Hydrogen Mission, Global Biofuels Alliance, International Big Cats Alliance for Environmental Conservation. In Bihar, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced four new Amrit Bharat trains on routes including Patna-Delhi, Darbhanga-Lucknow, Malda-Lucknow and Saharsa-Amritsar. A regular Jogbani-Erode train was also announced for Simanchal. He said that the 53 kilometers Bhagalpur-Jamalpur third line project worth 1,156 crore rupees will soon get approval. Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS has expressed optimism, noting that Manipur is gradually witnessing signs of normalcy. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday after conclusion of Akhil Bharatiya Prant Pracharak Baithak, Akhil Bharatiya Prachar Pramukh of RSS, Sunil Ambekar said, in comparison to last year, normalcy has begun to return in Manipur. He said this is the beginning of peace and dialogues are being held from both sides.
देश भर के विभिन्न प्रांतों से लोग आए थे उन्होंने मणिपुर में जो प्रयास चल रहे हैं उसकी भी जानकारी दी कि किस तरह से वहां के अपने स्वयंसेवक वहां जल्दी से जल्दी शांति स्थापित हो इसके लिए कैसे प्रयास कर रहे हैं और उनके अनुभव से काफी सकारात्मक बातें सामने आई है अर्थात पिछले वर्ष की तुलना में अगर देखा जाए तो निश्चित रूप से शुरुआत हुई है शांति की और हमारी दृष्टि से जो दोनों तरफ संवाद हो रहा है तो धीरे धीरे रास्ते निकलेंगे इससे.
In US, the risk level for flooding rain in parts of central Texas has been upgraded from a level 2 of 4 to a level 3 of 4. According to the Weather Prediction Center, the upgraded area includes parts of hard-hit Kerr County and portions of the Guadalupe and Llano River basins. Authorities said at least 82 people have died, and while more than 40 people remain missing after devastating floods hit central Texas. U.S. President Donald Trump said he's planning to visit Texas on Friday, hours after signing a major disaster declaration, unlocking key federal resources as search and rescue efforts continue. Kerr County, the hardest hit among 20 affected countries in the region, alone accounts for at least 68 of the fatalities, including 21 children. And Indian broadcaster Sanjog Gupta has been appointed as new Chief Executive Officer of the International Cricket Council, ICC. Announcing his appointment, the ICC Chairman Jay Shah said that Mr. Gupta will bring extensive experience in sports strategy and commercialization, which will be invaluable for the ICC. And that is the end of this news bulletin.